This is a HeadGum Original.
Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Byte Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
Jake and Amir, two Jews that you can't forget. In 2010, they were big on the internet. But then three failed pilots, two rejected movie scripts. One last-ditch effort to try and stop their career from going to shit.
Segments.
Another podcast.
Segments.
Each app different from the last.
Segments.
It's the Swiss Army Knife of shows.
Now
meet your two pathetic hosts.
Segments.
You got your neck removed.
Yeah. I look huge.
Your shoulders are really tight. If you guys are watching the YouTube version of this, Jake's
the problem was always
that
my neck made me look skinny. But now that it's gone, I actually look pretty beefed.
No, it looks like
jacked.
You're just raising your shoulders really high.
And now I'm reborn.
We're back, baby.
Let's get started.
This is a new year, new segments.
Whoa.
It's 2024. Yeah, recording in 2023, but releasing on in 2024.
Yeah, it doesn't feel like a new year to me, but it's cool that it will feel like one to somebody listening.
Exactly. And you are going to try to keep this evergreen and future-proof, so nothing that we mentioned should be too timely slash topical, because at the end of the day, it'll be the new of the year.
Exactly. You should be able to listen to this in 2029 and be like, wow, all this stuff still rings true.
Honestly, this should be playing from a fucking broken radio in 3926 on a hellscape. And this is the only thing we can hear. And historians will be translating this impossible to decipher language.
Right. And they'll be like, wow, we can't even pin a place in time when this was, because it's so evergreen once they decipher our language.
Nice.
Yeah.
All right. You wanted to start with... another rousing game of poetry or noetry.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Let's go ahead.
So far, I've had two poems you sniffed out. One was Sadie, the other one was Ha'un.
Right. And I've had one poem that you sniffed out. I forget the name of it, but it was something like Last Gasp of Summer or something. Last Leaf.
Yeah, there was something about a new phrase. It's like when summer lasts too long, and you had just learned it.
Mm-hmm. Yes. And I already forgot it, actually. Oh, Goose Summer. One
goose
last
summer.
Goose Summer. That's
yeah,
right.
Exactly.
Okay, so the twist on this one
is
that I found a real poem. Uh-huh. I wrote a poem, and I also coached ChatGPT into writing a poem.
Okay.
So this is between a poet, me, and AI.
Yeah.
I think you should try to assign the best. You're trying to guess which one I wrote, but it'd be really cool if you could guess all of them, if you
three
could assign
three,
the writer.
Yeah.
That would be pretty impressive. I'd also like to hear you rank them just in terms of which ones you like. Even if you think that, you know, like for instance, you sniffed out the Goose Summer one.
Yeah.
But that you didn't ever say if you liked it more than any of the other ones that I wrote.
I didn't.
You know?
Yeah.
That I read, I meant to say.
Yeah, that's why I had it as pegged as yours, because it wasn't that good.
Got it. Okay, cool. So this one is called
Ha'un.
Ha'un.
Ben Harry.
Ha'un danced across the stage. Ben Harrison, Ben Harry. It's pretty, it is pretty iconic. I don't think it was a bad poem. I just knew it was you. Okay.
All right. Try to rank Ha'un, then Harry, then Harrison.
This one is called The Quiet Sanctuary of the Woods.
Okay. The Quiet Sanctuary of the Woods.
Yeah. In the quiet sanctuary of the woods, where sunlight weaves through leaves like threads of introspection, a subtle hum of cancer disrupts the natural cadence. Amidst the rustling leaves and the distant calls of unseen creatures, the body's silent struggle unfolds, a delicate dance between vulnerability and resilience. In these wooded realms, where Mary Oliver's spirit lingers, one finds solace in the intricate tapestry of life and within the unexpected challenges and profound truth. The strength to endure lies within the quietude of the forest's embrace.
All right, that one has AI vibes.
Yeah, for sure. But couldn't
like
they
you
all?
Coached it to have something to do with cancer? Because I remember that was one of your buzzwords. One of the poems I read, it said something about lung cancer or some shit. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the crop circles, yeah, the cancer, exactly. The coffee. Yeah.
Okay, so that one has AI vibes, but I'm not ready to commit quite yet.
Yeah.
The Mary Shelley thing kind of threw me off.
Right. Okay, this one is called
She Wrote
The
Frankenstein?
Swan. No, Mary Oliver. It says Mary Oliver. I don't know who Mary Shelley is.
Okay.
The swan. Did you see it drifting all night on the black river? Did you see it in the morning rising into the silvery air? An armful of white blossoms, a perfect commotion of silk and linen as it leaned. Into the bondage of its wings, a snowbank, a bank of lilies, biting the air with its black beak. Did you hear it, fluting and whistling? A shrill, dark music, like the rain pelting the trees, like a waterfall, knifing down the black ledges. And did you see it, finally, just under the clouds, a white cross streaming across the sky, its feet like black leaves, its wings like the stretching light of the river? And did you feel it in your heart, how it pertained to everything? And have you too finally figured out what beauty is for? And have you changed your life?
Jesus, that was a lot of metaphors, a lot of questions. Like this, that, and the other, like linen, like a cross. Have you done it? Have you seen it? Have you changed your life? Okay.
Mm, yeah.
It's a lot.
Right.
It was pretty good, actually.
You liked it.
That one didn't feel like something you wrote. Like, why? How would you come up with fucking swans in a sky? And the questions, I don't know. It felt very unique.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, okay. For sure. Thank you.
Okay.
I mean,
so right now I'm getting AI vibes from the first, real poet vibes from the second. And now let's read this one, which is what, about fucking
this one is called Ha'un Continued.
Ha'un, the
Harrison walks his girlfriend down the aisle.
Harrison walks in on Harry jerking.
This one is called The Poem.
The Poem.
The Poem.
Okay, yeah. Really feels like you so far, but continue.
So far.
Yeah.
I'm sad, so I write a poem. Happily, I compose a poem. Out of boredom, I return to my unfinished poem. Sun, rain, sun shower, light breaking through the pages. Atomic daybreak. The neighbors rise, they walk to work. I sit, thinking of the last line. Then it comes to me.
Okay. Clever. Almost comedic. I mean, my initial hunch is AI real you. I guess there's a chance the AI is writing one about writing a poem, like a poem about a poem is like what the prompt you gave it. I will say it's very subtle, the differences. It's like a color blindness test where I'm like, I think that one's green and that one's brown, but like it's getting really similar.
Are you talking about just the AI and the last, like, are you talking about AI and me, or are you thinking all three poems are very similar?
All three poems are like different shades of gray to me. Like one doesn't stand out. Like when I read a good one to you and you're like, that one made me cry, I know that one's real. I don't have that.
I couldn't disagree more, because there was one poem that I was reading and I was like shaking a little bit and I had goosebumps. So I know that my poem is dog shit.
Yeah.
And the other one is amazing.
I'm poem blind. I don't know how else to tell you this. I'm poem blind. I don't get it. I don't understand. I can't sniff them out.
All right.
But maybe deep within me as a human, I can figure it out. And the hunches that I'm receiving, actually write this down poem-wise, the hunches that I receive deep down
the hunches are resonating. Ha'un's received so deep ha'un.
My favorite part of this game is how uncertain we are that one of us wrote the poem, and then once we're sure, it's like, let's read it again now that I fucking know. Yeah.
Now that I know you're a loser and you spent time trying to write cryptic sentences.
You should tell me the wrong one now, just so that when we dissect it, it's like, actually, that one was the real poem. Okay. Yeah. The last one felt simple in a way that I think it was either you or the AI. The first one, remind me, was...
The quiet solitude of the forest.
Yeah.
The quiet sanctuary of the woods.
Yeah.
Yeah. Cancer creeping in the body.
Yeah, I think I'm going to stick with my hunch. That one just felt like this is what a poem is according to an algorithm, light going through leaves, and the guy have cancer too, and Mary Shelley's here for some fucking reason.
Yeah. So that was AI. I coached it to write in the style of Mary Oliver, who is one of my favorite poets.
So I was correct about that.
That is correct. That is AI. And instead of writing in Mary Oliver's style, well, I guess they kind of did because, you know, she writes about nature a lot. But he just name drops her, which isn't ideal. I hadn't read that part. When I read that, my heart sank. I was like, this is a bad poem, ChatGPT. Yeah. You did a bad job. Yeah. I did try to get the ChatGPT to write a poem. I believe I said about cancer and the changing of seasons in the style of Mary Oliver.
Got it. So I was in on that hunch. That was correct. Right. And now it's down to the last two. One of them is just like, I can't imagine you wrote this one about swans flying and have you done this and have you done that? And then the last one's a cheeky little, ooh, I'm going to write a poem. This is funny. Right. And now I sit to write the last line. Real fucking clever.
Yeah. It is really clever. I wonder if I wrote it or if a poet wrote it. There's only one way to find out.
I think I'm going to stick with my original hunch. You wrote the last one. A real poet wrote the stork's one.
That is correct. Mary Oliver herself wrote the swan, an incredibly moving poem. And I farted out the poem just before we started to record.
A poem about a poem. And yes, we That's will right. start from the top. What was the first line?
I'm Some sad, fucking shit. So I write a poem.
Sad.
Yeah. You know, okay, this one going. It's not a bad poem. It's not perfect, but no. I think it's not bad. I write a poem.
It hearkened me to like a middling poem in like Where the Sidewalk Ends.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I feel like that's pretty solid for my second ever poem.
For Shel Silverstein? Yeah, like that guy worked all year on something that sounds like what you farted out in a fucking waiting room. All right, let's hear
it
again.
I'm sad, so I write a poem. Yeah. Happily, I compose a poem. Out of boredom, I return to my unfinished poem. Sun, rain, sun shower, light breaking through the pages. Now that was where I started to get a little artsy about it, you know?
Light breaking through the pages is good.
Yeah.
The first ones are just like,
you know, rain or shine, but then I'm like, how do I make it a little weirder? Yeah. You know, rain, sun, and then I added the sun shower thing.
Yeah.
Which I thought might trip you up because I don't know any time you've ever heard me say sun shower. But I guess,
weather in general is a go-to for us.
I liked the next line, which is just atomic daybreak, but it doesn't really make sense in this poem. And I feel like that also might have tipped my hand because it definitely speaks to my spirit.
Yes.
The neighbors rise, they walk to work. Tell me if you think my previous iteration was the baker rises before the dawn.
That sounds like a song or like a dark night. The night is darkest before the dawn or something.
Yeah. Okay. So I'm glad I changed it.
Again, I still knew who your poem was, but yeah.
Yeah. The neighbors rise, they walk to work. I sit thinking of the last line, then it comes to me. Yeah. I mean, what a sweet little twist at the end. A smirk, a smile, a gleam in your eye, a cheeky little tear rolls down your face.
I stick the bic in my ass and I sit on a desk to write this shit out. And it goes a little something like poem. I'm writing a poem every day. I sit and I think of a poem.
Okay.
And the second one is one you like, something about storks flying through the sky.
Yeah, Mary Oliver. Actually, one of her poems was read at my wedding. I almost wanted to read that one, but I thought you might have remembered it.
Oh, yeah. Probably not.
You probably wouldn't have, huh?
It's just so hard to come up with a poem that doesn't sound like something we would... Like, everything that comes from my brain is something that comes from my brain. I can't change it. It's like, all right, what about one about me walking? No, that's what you would think of. It's like, yeah, everything is one. I could have, in theory, just come up with one about storks, but I would never.
Right.
I don't know why.
Yeah, you wouldn't. I guess the best thing we could do is probably just plagiarize and change everything just a little bit.
Yeah, but that's not in the spirit of the game. I want to come up with a poem that's so originally un-me. But then is that good?
That's what you tried to do with Haun. You tried to do it with Haun, but we knew it because then you dipped into school by accident. You love math and school. It'll always come out. And me, I like weather. I'm obsessed with the sun.
And the seasons and the fucking bakers and the candlestick makers.
Always. We have to write a poem that not a single one of the lines is true to us. That's how you write poetry.
That's like the worst thing a poet teacher can tell you is like, all right, what's completely unnatural to you? And dig into that.
How can you be your most inauthentic self?
Write a poem as somebody else. Don't be yourself. Be somebody else who's good at poetry. All right. 0-4. The game continues.
The game continues.
Losers. All right. You just said something in the last segment that reminded me of this segment, which was, I like math. I like school.
Yeah.
So we just spent about 15 minutes in your wheelhouse, a.k.a. English, writing.
Right, that's true.
Creativity.
Creative, yes.
There are no right answers.
Mm-hmm.
Let's shift gears so severely that people will get intellectual fucking whiplash.
Yes.
Do you remember taking the ISEE test? Did you ever take a private school entrance exam in like fifth grade?
No, I wouldn't have taken a private school entrance exam. But I think, I mean, we took like math placement tests when we got into fifth grade.
I remember when I was applying to seventh grade schools, which is kind of funny to imagine. Like, I had to apply to get into a difficult middle school. I would take these ISEE exams where it's like you throw a 12-year-old in a room, be like, all right, let's see how smart he is. And my scores weren't good enough to get into the schools that my brothers went to.
Really? Wow. And you're pretty smart.
Pretty smart, but I didn't do well in these exams. I remember in like fifth and sixth grade, like, my friends would get like 8s and 9s out of 9, and I would get like 5s and 6s.
Wow. All right. That's right. So this is going to be hard.
Well, it's easy for me now because it's tests given to 5th and 6th graders to get into 6th and 7th grade. But
that seems like it's going to be impossible for me.
Yeah. Some of them are hard and a little convoluted, and I'm going to stick to the math ones because reading comprehension is just like, read this paragraph and I'm going to ask you what this guy was thinking. That's not what we're at.
Yeah. That one I would probably kill at.
Yeah, you would kill at that one. Let's start with something easy. This is quantitative reasoning for lower level ISEE. It's a practice exam, I found.
Okay, so this is like, if this and this is that, then this and this is that.
It's more like word problems, but math. So for example, here's an easy one to start. A total of 28 students were asked which one of three snacks, ice cream, popsicles, or frozen yogurt, they preferred. 17 students preferred ice cream. 4 preferred popsicles. How many students preferred frozen yogurt?
Okay, so it's 17 plus 4, which is 21. You said it was 28 students?
Yeah.
So then it's 21 minus 28, or 28 minus 21, 7.
That's correct. A, I didn't even have to give you the choices. That was 7.
It was multiple choice?
Yeah.
Wow.
Nailed it.
All right, great.
Nailed it.
Sweet. Next segment. I'm a genius. Next segment.
I don't even think so.
Okay. Okay. Wow.
What is the what is the value of the expression 2,000 minus 165? Do you want the answer choices?
What is the value of all right, so I'm going to write it down. What, minus 165?
Yep.
What is the value?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, give me the choices.
1735, 1835, 1935, or 2835. This is 2000 minus 165.
And what is the value?
Yeah. Basically, what is 2000 minus 165?
It seems like there's a trick question. That's it? Mm-hmm. 2000 minus 165? Am I allowed to use a calculator?
You're not.
You use a calculator on this test, right?
Can't use a calculator.
I already kind of used a calculator.
Use a calculator. Yeah, you did.
Yeah, I thought, I mean, you would be able to use a calculator.
And I threw
on
you out of
test.
The exam. And as a proctor, I have to disqualify
you're
you.
You're not a proctor.
It's a DQ.
I would have had the TI-83 on my desk and you could have told me earlier. Am I really not allowed to use a device?
You're not
allowed to use a calculator?
Not as a 12-year-old?
You didn't have a calculator?
You're stalling. Okay.
I'm not stalling. Well, I know the answer is 1835. I already minus that because I thought it was going to come into play for the value later on down the line. I was trying to get the number to start from. I didn't realize that was the whole last question.
Let's get a little sexy now. This is, and okay. I'll let you use a fucking calculator. That's how sexy these problems are. Okay. They're like, use a calculator, and I still don't know if you can figure it out.
Great.
Ready?
Yeah.
Which of these four fractions is between 1/2 and 9/10?
Okay.
Got it?
Yeah.
A, 1/4. B, 1/3. C, 2/5. Or D, 4/5.
It's D, 4/5.
That's correct. 4/5 is in between.
Yes. Yes. And segment.
You keep answering correctly, so I'm going to keep getting a little bit harder for you.
Okay.
Again, fine. You can start using a calculator because these ones are a little bit
I didn't need the calculator on that one.
Tricky reasoning and less just arithmetic. Yeah.
Right.
Use the number sequence to answer the question, and then it gives you a sequence. Ready?
Uh huh.
2, 4.
Great.
8.
Amazing.
14.
Uh huh.
22. 32. Blank. What's the next number in the sequence?
Okay, wait. I need a pen and paper.
And time.
No. No. Not even close to time.
I actually have ADD. And you can't
and
time
ADHD.
Me. Or that's a hate crime.
The numbers are 2, 4, 8.
14. 22. 32. Blank.
Okay.
What is the next number in the sequence?
Okay.
Do you want the choices or do you want to just know it?
Hold on. Okay. I don't need it.
Yeah.
It's 44.
That's correct. We're adding 2, then 4, then 6, then 8, then 10,
right,
and now you're adding
right,
12.
That's right. No fucking issue. And segment.
No.
End the segment. While I'm ahead, we'll end it. And.
We're getting
next
a little
segment.
Harder. We got two questions left. So you made it this far. You only have two harder questions left. Is this giving you like cold sweat flashbacks or like this is an exciting, let's see how fucking good I am now?
I was very nervous going in. Then after getting two, I felt pretty good. Now that I've gotten three, I'm back to being nervous because I want that perfect game. And that last one was pretty hard.
There's two left, and one of them is like pretty hard, and the last one is maybe the hardest one.
Okay.
Okay. On the scale of Tanji's map that shows 1.2 inches represents 10 miles. He's writing down, folks. He is in the zone.
Taji skips across the stage.
First Tan, then Terry.
Then
finally Tanji. So Tanji's map shows 1.2 inches represents 10 miles, okay?
Okay.
How many inches would it take to represent 25 miles?
Okay. That's easy. So it's 2.4 plus 0.6, 3.1.
You're very close.
Really?
I think you tripped up over the easy part. It is 2.4 plus 0.6.
So that's just three.
It's just three. That's correct. 3.0 inches.
And segment. Now we have to keep going because I need to get this one right to redeem myself.
Perfect score. This is to get into Algebra 1 honors at a sixth grade somewhere in Connecticut. I don't think you'll get this right, but if you prove me right, that'll be awesome. Or prove me
wrong.
All
right, let's find out.
Miss Hammond put the names of all of her students in a hat. Oh, and I should say, guys, if you're listening, feel free to play along at home.
Of course.
Mrs. Hammond put the names of all of her students in a hat, okay?
In a hat, yes.
Yep. The probability that
top hat. Beanie.
That's correct. Mrs. Hammond puts the names of all her students in a hat. Got it?
Yeah.
The probability that she'll pull out a boy's name at random is 3 out of 7.
Okay.
There are 12 girls in the class.
Okay.
How many boys are in Miss Hammond's class?
I don't even want to try.
I want to just say I ran out of time. All the ones I answered right.
Yeah. This will be a classic. I'm just going to guess. Give me the choices.
Okay.
Yeah.
Again, the probability that she pulls out a boy's name is 3 out of 7.
Right.
There are 12 girls in the class. How many boys are there in Mrs. Hammond's class? 3, 4, 9, or 11?
9.
Why do you say 9?
I don't know. It's a guess. It's a random guess. The first two seemed like there was too few, and then 11 just seemed like it was too close to 12. 9 feels good, and I'm just going to guess 9.
9 is correct.
Yes, dude. I didn't learn shit. This is how I got by in school. Just fucking dumb luck.
9 Amazing. Out of 21 is 3 out of 7 is how you do the math on that. So for if there's sure. 9 boys, 12 girls, that's 21.
Whatever. Doesn't matter.
I fucking passed. I'm trying to teach you.
I'm going to private school now, right? That's a free ride to college.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah.
Keep in mind, you're going to have to know this as we move on.
I'll make the connections there. I won't really need to learn anything. I'll do some networking, get that internship senior year, move that into a full time position.
Just think of the ratio of 3 to 7.
I'll never have to do math a day in my life. I can delegate that down, fail upwards.
So 9 to 21.
Until I'm making
which is like 3 times 3 and then 7 times 3.
Putting a lot of money into retirement, into crypto, into robo investing. I am selling my portfolio and I am retiring.
You can reduce it
rich,
to a percentage, like
bitch.
A 43% chance.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Take that, Miss fucking, what's your name?
Blumenfeld.
Haun.
First Harry, then Henry, then Shmuel.
Nobody puts me in a hat.
Good job.
Thanks.
Thank you to Squarespace for sponsoring this episode of our show. We love Squarespace.
That's correct. I use Squarespace over and over again, all the time. It is my go-to.
Yeah, you've built multiple websites.
Yes, yes.
It's kind of insane. You're like almost a Squarespace entrepreneur at this point. You must have made, what, 3, 5, 50 websites?
I am a mogul. Yeah, I am a scion of Squarespace.
So you know how easy it is to design, mm-hmm. and you don't need to know much programming, if any, at all, to create a professional-looking online store, portfolio, blog, vlog. Hell, you'll even create a slog.
I have created a slog, and it is a slog.
Yeah,
yeah.
That's a secret vlog.
Right.
You can even purchase domain names through Squarespace. Jake, what did you find that people can buy right now?
Fly a bike. You've heard of fly a kite. Well, how about you fly a bike? That's where you tie a string to a bike and run with it and see if it will fly. And if it does, you'll post it on this website, flyabike.com. Thanks, Sharks.
That's pretty good, actually. Yeah, mine is bikeafly.com, which is also available.
Really?
Yep.
You can bike a fly? That's good.
Yeah, you put a little flea on like a bike. You're like, oh my God, look at this tiny little circus.
Yeah. All right. Cool. That's really smart.
So if you want to buy those domain names, or maybe somebody in your life is turning 50 and you want to buy them a website to show you how much you appreciate them, you can buy their fullname.com if it's available. You can do it all.
Gorgeous.
Yeah. And you can also do email campaigns. You can sell content. They got award-winning customer service. They even got a new AI tool called Squarespace AI to update written content on any website, product description, or email. So it can generate instant personalized results for your brand, which is kind of cool.
Very cool.
So to get access to all of these cool features and more, just head to squarespace.com/segments to save 10% off your first purchase of a website or domain by using that code segments.
Baller.
Yeah, that's squarespace.com/segments to save 10% off your first purchase. And then when you're ready to launch, you'll just use that code segments.
Segments.
Thank you, Squarespace. Thank you to Rocket Money for sponsoring this episode of our show.
Wow. Very excited.
Jake, did you know nearly 75% of people have subscriptions that they just completely forgot about?
I did know that, but only because we've done one of these ads before, and I was floored when I found out.
Yeah, streaming content, you download an app to learn a thing, and then 13 months later, you're paying $6.95 for a flexibility course that you haven't taken since 2022. Mm-hmm.
You're stiff as a board. I mean, my God.
That's going to happen. Well, thank you, because Rocket Money is a personal finance app.
That's right.
That finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower those bills so you can grow your savings.
Beautiful.
Rocket Money sort of scours your bill. They say, get rid of this, this, that, and the other. And then you can suddenly find yourself with some extra cash in your pocket.
Exactly. Right.
Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has saved a total of $500 million in canceled subscriptions. Holy smokes.
Really good.
An average of $740 a year when you use the app's robust features. You found some stuff on Rocket Money that you canceled, right?
Yes. Yes.
I mean, you don't have to name names, of course, but like what? You saved, I thought you said close to $1,500, $1,600 a month?
That's, hey, easy does it.
A lot of gray area, okay, quasi-legal,
no,
kind
no
of dangerous subscriptions that Rocket Money me found.
That wasn't me.
And canceled.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and actually now I want them back.
I'm scared without them. So stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/segments.
Oh, yeah.
That's rocketmoney.com/segments. rocketmoney.com/segments.
Segments.
Thank you, Rocket Money. Thank you to Helix for sponsoring this episode of our show.
Oh, yeah, baby.
Jake, you love Helix. You sleep on a Helix.
I certainly do. That is correct. I'm proud to do it.
It's your favorite mattress. You know why? Because it's personalized, mm-hmm, to you.
That's right. I took the sleep exam. I passed the sleep test.
I am
certified, licensed, professional sleep, not quiz, test taker. Kind of like the bar, but for mattresses, folks.
Yeah, it says you take a Helix sleep quiz and you can find your mattress in under 2 minutes.
For some.
Super fast.
It took me 11 days to take that test.
Jesus Christ.
Yes. It was open book, but questions. I really wanted it to be perfect.
Of course it's open book. It's just how you sleep.
Not just that, but yeah, kind of.
And then Helix has a lineup of over 20 unique mattresses, including the award-winning Lux collection.
That's actually what I sleep on, folks.
Wow. So you take the quiz, and then they ship you the mattress, and all mattresses come with a 10 or 15 year warranty. So if you're sleeping on a mattress for so long, it might be time to upgrade. And the best way to upgrade is by going to helix.com/segments.
Right.
Then you take that quiz, and you get 20% off
test
all mattress orders and 2 free pillows if you go to that URL.
Damn.
So check it out. Go to helixsleep.com/segments and use the code HELIXPARTNER20.
Right on.
So the URL is helixsleep.com/segments. The code is HELIXPARTNER20. All one word. You get 20% off your mattress.
Right.
This is the best offer yet, and it won't last long.
No, sir.
So with Helix, better sleep starts now. It starts right now.
That's right.
Thanks, Helix.
Thank you.
Thank you to BetterHelp for sponsoring this episode of our show.
Yeah, baby.
It can be easy to ignore your social battery and spread yourself thin, but that's not helping anybody.
Right on. It is not.
If you're feeling depressed or anxious about the state of the world or some sort of interpersonal relationship you're having with family, friends, loved ones, your job potentially.
Mm. Oh, yeah, that's true.
The best way to help yourself out of life's difficult situations is to talk to a professionally licensed therapist. And the best way to find a therapist is with BetterHelp.
Exactly. Right.
Finding a therapist used to be so difficult. You used to like have to ask a friend of a friend, drive to a waiting room, give it a shot, see how it goes. But with BetterHelp,
right,
you just fill out a brief questionnaire, you get matched with a licensed therapist right away, and you can switch therapists at any time for no additional charge.
Perfect.
And you know the whole thing's online too.
Oh yeah. So you don't have to drive somewhere. You don't have to sit anywhere. You can just log on from your house. You can even text your therapist, which is very nice.
That's cool. So find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Just visit betterhelp.com/segments today to get 10% off your first month. Therapists can be very expensive. With BetterHelp, they're affordable. And if you go to BetterHelp, help.com/segments, you'll even get an extra 10% off their already more affordable price for your first month.
You'll love to hear it.
So treat your mental health seriously. Take advantage of this great offer. That's BetterHelp, help.com/segments.
Segments.
Thank you, BetterHelp. Assholes. All right, we're back. In a stunning reversal of fortunes, you failed the poetry part and aced the math part.
Amazing. Just amazing.
It's a new you for the new year. This is a segment I coined as eBay Game Boy.
eBay Game Boy. E-Game Boy.
That's right.
Oh!
Thank you.
Oh! Oh! So,
Game Boy, of course, an homage to our old friend who used to search our Gmail for a word that only yielded one result. Nobody would email, and not so common that we'd have thousands. But we're looking to search eBay for something that has one result. If we can't get to one, I would say the lowest number wins the game.
Okay.
And I thought of stakes for the game.
Mm-hmm.
Enough of this Venmoing each other $40, $80, $110. Who's paying attention anymore?
We're going broke.
Yes. It's not fun. It's not fair. It's not good. I thought of a consequence that would embarrass us on live/the show.
Amazing. I love it.
And that is loser of the game. You have to make the noise.
Oh!
Has to sing a full song. You can look at the lyrics and
it can be any song.
You can't sing along, though. You have to pull up the lyrics and sing an entire song.
Go a cappella.
Yeah, 3 minutes.
And it can't be like Happy Birthday.
No, it's got to be like fucking Mr. Jones by the Counting Crows.
And you have to give it your all.
And it does have to last an uncomfortably long part of time, so much so that people feel bad for you while they're listening. It has to be so uncomfortable people will skip over it because they don't want to hear you do that for that long.
Right.
And we've never heard each other sing full songs before, of course, because it's like, you know, we sing a few lines and we laugh, but like to do an entire song all the way through is shameful.
Maybe I'll do Aladdin. Who do you think is a guy in my range?
Yeah.
One jump ahead of the long man.
Yeah, we'll
one
save
skip,
it for...
No joke.
We're going to try.
I don't know the
only what I can't afford. That's everything.
That's everything. You're my only friend, Abu. I'm going to do that.
Fuck eBay. Let's sing songs.
Yeah, I love Disney.
Okay. Well, just testing out this game, I actually got one perfectly in one, but we can't use it because I've already searched it. That was Wet Candle. There's one example of... quote, wet candle on eBay. Only one listing.
All right. Cool.
So that's just puts you in the right mind frame of what you're looking
for. Yeah, so it's two words, not necessarily just one word.
Because if you search card or vase or camera, there's going to be thousands. You can search like little blue camera or something. Try to like specify it to the point where there's only one listing.
One result.
I'm sharing my screen so you guys can play along with us.
And let's also say if it's something I want, you have to buy it for me.
Okay.
Ornate crow.
Okay.
Ornate crow.
You instantly get one and I start going into song. Slip inside the eye of your mind. Ornate crow. I'm searching. Two.
Wow.
Oh, God. Wow. Oh, God. All right.
Yeah.
That's going to be hard. Okay. Mm-hmm. Thank God for this fucking necklace. So right now I see an ornate skull crow tea light candle, which is scary but fine. And then ornate crow as a gothic necklace.
That's actually kind of tight. I want that.
Okay. Oh, shit. I was really hoping for something in the 20s. Let's keep going back and forth a few more times because I can't end this quickly. Okay.
Yeah.
Search.
Feels like each of us, we should get like three tries each maybe.
Yeah.
So if you can beat two.
Okay. I'll search Wax Homer.
Hmm.
Like maybe there's a Wax Homer Simpson out there.
Yeah. There's got to be a bunch of them though.
Zero.
No. Okay. I'm going to go for one.
Yeah, we're both going for one.
Clear beetle. Clear beetle. No, that you have to spell beetle like a beetle, not like the Beatles.
Okay, like that?
Yeah.
Two again, and one of them is a fucking necklace. You're obsessed.
Wow.
Oh, there's a lot. Oh, there's a lot of glass.
But that's not... All right, so the other ones are actually
two
have
results.
The word clear. Yeah. And one is sponsored, which feels... It feels like I got one, honestly, with the clear beetle. Yeah. Yeah, but I mean, one's sponsored. I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know about that.
Okay. I'll search stinky. No, that's no one's going to sell a stinky thing.
Mm-hmm.
If
I were you, I would just start thinking of a song. Yeah. I would use this time to think of what song you want to sing for me. I'm actually sad I can't sing Aladdin.
Gray. Everything is gray. This sucks. Matt Pool. MATTE Pool.
Okay.
I don't know what this could possibly be, but I'm hoping for one.
Here's moment of truth.
20.
20 results.
A lot of Matt Pool sticks.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Oh,
Matt Pool toys. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay.
Here's one. Frog pill. Frog pill.
Frog pill.
Yep.
11. There's a lot of frog pill boxes.
That's kind of cool. I like that.
These are actually kind of neat now that I think about it.
Yeah, these are nice. There's a lot of
there's
cool,
11 frog pill boxes. It just shows you how
there's so much stuff in the world. It's
there's
kind
a
of
lot
amazing.
Of stuff. Yeah, these are just the ones being sold.
Yeah. There's a lot that are being hoarded.
Yeah.
And preserved.
Golden.
This is your last chance, right?
last chance. Golden. Golden. Little cream. Little cream. Window.
Okay. Little
cream,
cream
window.
I'm nervous about this.
Why? What could this possibly be?
I feel like three words. Three words should be illegal. But I'll reserve that stance until you win
or
lose.
I got some zeros with two.
Okay.
Little cream window. Honestly, I might just do cream window. No, little cream window.
Cream window might be better.
Yeah, cream window is it. Like, who would say little cream window? Yeah, I'll just do cream window.
Yeah.
Jesus.
100. You should have said little. 111 results.
Wow,
for
what if
cream
11,
window?
111. Let's see what a little cream window. Oh, my God. If it was one, I would cry. I would literally cry. I would end this episode and just fucking start shedding tears.
What is the song going to be?
I guess Little Cream Window by The Doors.
Yeah, that's solid.
This sucks.
Any song you like.
It in the fucking rehearsal, Wet Candle.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
One.
One result,
absolute
Wet
one.
Candle. Cooter Candle Company.
Thick Uncle. Zero.
Zero. Okay. How about Thin Uncle?
150,000.
One. One.
Wow. Thin Uncle. It's the a vintage vote Thin Uncle Sam pinback pizza crust advertising. This is actually kind of cool. Vote Thin.
Interesting.
A thin Damn, this pin. Would have been perfect.
Yeah.
Thin I actually uncle. Came up with it.
No, you didn't. You came up with Thick Uncle.
Of course I came up with it. Okay. What song do I know all the words of?
Yeah. You can look
should
at
be
the
a
lyrics.
Famous song that we all know or like an obscure song? I guess it should be more of an enjoyable karaoke song.
Right.
Do you have a request?
I wouldn't mind hearing that Aladdin song.
Oh, One Jump Ahead?
Yeah.
Let's see. One Jump Ahead lyrics. Okay. This one's pretty good because I can be a little silly with it.
Yeah. But you have to try to sing it.
It's weird. This is just a podcast, but I am a little bit nervous. Mm-hmm. Okay. And there's different voices too. There's characters.
Right. You want me to, I can do the chorus kind of.
This feels unfair because I thought of the game and the consequence. So it felt like rightfully that you would do it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, I mean, you don't have to do this song if you don't want, because I'll do this one when I lose another time. You know, you no, can so do I'll a Weezer it. Song. Okay. Yeah. I'm not going to help you sing at all. I've decided. So this will be all you.
Okay. I'll do this one just because it's probably more enjoyable than a Weezer song.
Great. Let's hear it. If you're driving, everyone pull over. Let's give Amir the attention that he deserves. If you're doing chores around the house. Let's settle down for a second. Give Amir a beat to sing. Let's give Amir the floor. And this is Amir Blumenfeld singing One Jump Ahead.
By Mina Massoud. So vulnerable. All right, ready?
Mm-hmm.
Gotta keep one jump ahead of the bread line, one swing ahead of the sword. I steal only what I can't afford. And that's everything. One jump ahead of the law, man. That's it, and that's no joke. These guys don't appreciate I'm broke. Riff, raff, street rat, scoundrel.
Come on, try a little harder.
Take that. Try a different tack, guys. Rip him open round the back lines. I can take a hit. Whoa. Gotta face the facts. Could use a really friend or two. Huh?
Oh, it's sad.
Oh, it's sad. Aladdin's at the bottom. He's become a one-man rise in crime. I'd blame parents, except he hasn't got 'em. Gotta eat to live. Gotta steal to eat. Tell you more about it when I got the time. What job? One jump ahead of the slope, folks. One skip ahead of my doom. Next guy's gonna use a next time gonna use a nom de plume.
Wow, these lyrics are weird.
One jump ahead of the hitman. One hit ahead of the flock. I'll take a stroll around the block. Stop thief, vandal, abu, scandal. Let's not be too hasty. Still, I think he's right. Are tasty. Someone's gonna eat them. Gotta eat to live, gotta steal to eat. Otherwise, we'd get along. Wrong.
One more time. Hit him with the chorus.
One jump ahead of the hoof beats. One hop ahead of the hump. One trick ahead of disaster. They're quick, but I'm much faster. Here it goes. Better throw my hand in. Wish me happy landing. All I gotta do is jump.
That was great, man. That was really good.
Let me do Can You Feel the Love Tonight? Yeah. Looking for a key of G.
That's good. Son of Man by Phil Collins in the Tarzan soundtrack.
You'll son be in my heart. And then at the end of the podcast, we can put together a Disney compilation of all the songs we sang.
That's right. It should gonna have to be a Disney song every single time because they are funnier than you remember.
Gonna use a nom de plume. How many 8-year-old boys knew what the fuck that meant?
Yeah. I mean, I did not remember any of these lyrics. That's very
I barely remember them now. This lady's going to eat him. Still, I think he's rather tasty. Or is no, that
she's
like
trying
a
to kiss him.
Joke?
She's trying to smooch him. Yeah. 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 She thinks he's hot.
She's going to eat his ass or something.
Yeah.
I really think that's what it was about.
I don't know if it was about tossing salad or rimming, but it could have been.
Yeah. Because when the genie comes, that was like his first wish, wasn't it? Like he wants to make sure that nobody eats his ass or something like that.
Why would he want to make sure no one ever did it?
Because like the lady that does it's like he wasn't interested in her at all romantically.
Right. Maybe not her, but somebody else.
That yeah, like a nice. Jasmine type.
Yeah, exactly. Or a Raja. Yeah.
type. Or a Nala type.
Yeah. You should write a Disney movie.
Okay. All right. That was it. That was three solid segs.
Yeah. I like the eBay game. eBay with the song. I don't know what the name of that segment could be, but I think it's a great recurring one. I also do think we should be buying. I mean, that pin is $5. If there's only
vote
one
thin.
Of its kind.
Vote thin.
Like, it's literally the only thing that comes up when you search thin uncle. I feel like we should have it. We should put it in some kind of, like, museum.
It's a thin Uncle Sam pin.
Yeah.
All right. Maybe I'll buy this one as well.
I love that.
You're all
my only friend,
more,
Boo.
For more of us, we're on Patreon. Patreon.com/JA. Watching and... Yes, even now writing some Jake and Amir's.
This is true. This is
That's
true.
Fun.
We wrote a scroll video and we wrote a like a long story video last week, right?
Yeah, a story about a Christmas party, I think.
Amazing.
So check that out at patreon.com/JA. Thank you for watching if you're watching on YouTube. Thanks for listening if that's how you still consume podcasts because you're a millennial like us.
That.
Yeah. And we'll be back, of course, next week. Ciao for now.
Later.
You're my only friend, Abu.
Ow!
That was a HeadGum Original.
Hey there, podcast listener. Good news. We're doing another HeadGum Happy Hour in New York City.
Whoa, that's amazing news. Amir, why don't you tell the folks when and where it is?
Okay, fine. It's Tuesday, May 7th at 7:30 p.m. at the Bell House.
Okay, and why don't you tell everybody... who the fucking hosts are?
Yeah, that would be us. It would be, we're hosting it. It's Jake and Amir.
Okay, and how about this, you little piece of shit? Why don't you tell everybody who is going to be performing? Who is this show featuring?
All right, I don't appreciate being called that, but it is featuring Charlie Bardet, Natalie Rotter-Lateman of Exploration
Live. And why don't you tell them who else it's featuring?
Yeah, Millie Tamaras and Elise Morales of the Go Touch Grass podcast and
some surprise guests as well.
More, yes.
And Mir, why don't you go ahead and close this out now? You say something like, thanks for listening. We'll see you at the show or something like that. Why don't you go ahead and do that?
Hmm? Okay, I will. It's
can you do that?
So go buy a ticket at headgum.com/live and we'll see you there.
All right. Bye.